we obviously spoke to the FA yesterday. Nothing's going to be happening with Jamil and Paul Cook. They're going to look at next week.
It does feel like, well, I'm happy to say my opinion. I think Matt's lucky. I'm sure there's a lot of Pompey fans, but it perhaps feels like it's another down the middle 50-50, well, perhaps not even 50-50 decision, which hasn't quite gone Portsmouth's way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think we've got to be careful. We don't let the incidents, you know, the refereeing incidents from the other night take away from what was a fantastic night at Fratton Park. Even though we didn't get the win, it was a great draw, great atmosphere. The crowd were great. But yeah, I think there was three incidents. I just want to concentrate on Jamil's specific incident because that's not fair on the lad. He's not here to defend himself. But I was just saying on the whole, there was three what I would call 50-50 decisions that the referee had to make. And by default, 50-50 is even money, you know. And so out of three, you'd expect to get 1.5. And we just don't get any. And don't get me wrong, I'm not having a dig at Plymouth here. This wasn't just against Plymouth. And it's something I've never moaned about in all my time in football. The first time I've ever had a go about decisions. And as I say, it's not just about Plymouth, but Pompey as a club. And I don't know what it is, maybe because it's a big club, you know, in League Two, and the referees come there with the attitude that look, we're not going to be bullied by the crowd. We're not going to be intimidated by the crowd. So we end up getting nothing. We've had so many, what I'd call 50-50 decisions throughout this season. And we just get a couple out of, I counted 27. And I think we've had two that I would say we've got out of 27 decisions this year. It's just incredible. I mean, it's quite ironic, really. We've got a manager, obviously, Paul Cook, that when he came with Chesterfield, and I read his report this morning from when he came in with Chesterfield and they beat us 2-0, that David Connolly got sent off. And at the time, he's told me recently that when Connolly was through and went down, he looked at Liam Richardson and went penalty all day long. The ref didn't give it. Connolly went after retribution, and I'm not defending David, by the way, and I think he had a little altercation with their defender, and the defender went down and Connolly got sent off. Now, no issue with that. You know, it's the right thing to do. But the penalty decision was a blatant penalty that we didn't get. And he reacted to that. And that's what I said. We just seem to be on the wrong end of all these decisions. We've gone a whole season, bar the playoff, where we haven't had one penalty at home. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah, it is remarkable. I remember that Chesterfield game well. I think even Paul Cook would admit he was somewhat fortuitous.
And he said it in his post-match, Andy. He actually said in his post-match when he was a Chesterfield manager, he thought it was a penalty. That's the away manager at the time. You know, so like I say, I don't go along with the conspiracy theories that, you know, everyone's against Pompey, you know, the Football League, the FA don't want to see us do well. I just think it's a case possibly of the referees in their attempt to feel that they're not being intimidated, go the other way and make wrong decisions as a result.
I guess all you can ask for is people to referee the situation, not the crowd, not the club, not the atmosphere.
Exactly right. And I genuinely, having watched now 3 years of consecutive or 4 years consecutive games with Pompey, I don't think we get the rubber of the green in that regard.
Regardless of not getting the rubber in the green, as you mentioned, a brilliant night on Thursday, and it's set up so well for Sunday. There's going to be a huge Pompey following. Probably could have taken 5,000, if not more, down there had you been able to, and it's going to be another fantastic game.
Yeah. Listen, what went on the other night's gone on now. Effectively, it's a draw. It's just all to play for. Winner takes all at Home Park. And fair play to Plymouth the other day, because I thought they came. They didn't sit behind the ball, you know. I think second half we gradually got on top of them, but I think that was more us and not Plymouth particularly sitting deep, and let's hope it's another great spectacle tomorrow night.
And just a final one while I've got you, great that Bournemouth allowed Ryan Allsop to come, and that Allsop was willing to stick his hand up and effectively put himself out there in two huge games with big ramifications, because I'd imagine there's one or two goalkeepers who might have seen the beach as a more attractive option than playing those two games.
I think it's fair to say there was more than one or two goalkeepers that saw the beach as a more attractive option. And yeah, fair play to Ryan. I mean, that listen, the when you get a keeper in on short notice, like they're getting paid anyway. There's no real benefit for them to come to Portsmouth other than put their reputation on the line in front of what could possibly be three live big games that defines a club season. So, you know, at least he's put his hand up and said, look, I'm willing to go and do that. And I'm sure he'll have a good game tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And then I guess that would have to be looked at again before the final, depending on whether one of the keepers recovered by then.
Yeah, how it works is you can bring a keeper in on an emergency loan if all your other keepers are unfit, and it can only be for 7 days. So that's the initial 7 days covered him, obviously, for Thursday night and for tomorrow night. But, we'll have to review the situation again and see if any of our keepers are fit for hopefully what could be a Wembley final.